The phase of spirit strength strengthens our spiritual body to help us bear responsibility or weight. Psalms 31:24.
Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord.
Here it shows to strengthen our heart. And Daniel 10:19.
And said, O man greatly beloved, fear not, peace be unto thee, be strong, yea, be strong. And when he had spoken unto me, I was strengthened, and said, Let my Lord speak, for thou hast strengthened me.
Here it shows this angel, by speaking this word, to be strong, that would have carried that spirit of strength and strengthened Daniel. Strength helps us take on the burden or responsibility of getting our own spiritual body built and of helping others build their spiritual bodies. 1 Chronicles 28, verses 10 and 20.
Take heed now, for the Lord hath chosen thee to build an house for the sanctuary. Be strong and do it. And David said unto Solomon his son, Be strong and of good courage and do it. Fear not, nor be dismayed, for the Lord God, even thy God, will be with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee, until thou hast finished all the work for the service of the house of the Lord.
Shows it takes some strength to do the building. And also Psalms 144:14.
That our oxen may be strong to labor, that there be no breaking in nor going out, that there be no complaining in our streets.
That chapter is about the Latter Rain Church. It's about us, and we are to be the oxen, and we are not to be wimpy, weak, skinny, fall over at the first thing oxen. We are to be strong to labor. How heavy a plow can we pull? And part of that is the spirit of strength that can actually build us up. Yes, there's many other things. You can't get along on just strength, but it can strengthen the things that we do have. In the judgment of evil, strength helps us take the responsibility for fighting the evil spirit and strengthens our spiritual body for the battle. Judges 16:28.
And Samson called unto the Lord and said, O Lord God, remember me, I pray thee, and strengthen me, I pray thee, only this once, O God, that I may be at once avenged of the Philistines for my two eyes.
This is where he was going to push down the temple of Dagon, or an idol's assembly place that rested on these two pillars. And he said, God, strengthen me so I can be avenged of mine eyes. So he was going to do in some evil, and one of the components there was he wanted some strength. And also, 2 Samuel 22:40.
For thou hast girded me with strength to battle. Them that rose up against me hast thou subdued under me.
Here it shows strength to battle. And an opposite, Proverbs 24:10.
If thou faint in the day of adversity, thy strength is small.
Here it shows if we faint under adversity, evil spirits come up against us and we just wash out. One of the things we may be needing more of is strength. Strength is effective in fighting beat down, inferior, I can't, I'm incapable kinds of spirits. It gives us the feeling that God can do it. He can give us the strength to do what is required. Deuteronomy 31:6.
Be strong and of a good courage. Fear not, nor be afraid of them, for the Lord thy God, he it is that doth go with thee. He will not fail thee, nor forsake thee.
That would be a strengthening thought, to have this concept of God's going to go with you. We can be of good courage. And also Philippians 4:13.
I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me.
So instead of I can't, I can, by God. And 2 Timothy 4:17. By Christ, by God.
Notwithstanding, the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, that by me the preaching might be fully known and that all the Gentiles might hear, and I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion.
Here it shows that Paul got strengthened in a situation where he needed to preach. God was there with him. He was in there was an adversary relationship going on. Evil spirits were after him, but God strengthened him, and he was able to bear the situation. As we fight irresponsible spirits, we need strength to build responsibility. Strength also grows maturity. If we have spirits that make us immature, then strength can strengthen or grow up the phases of spirit that are lacking to help us be more mature. 1 Corinthians 16:13.
Watch ye, stand fast in the faith, quit you like men, be strong.
So to be like men is to be grown up, is to be strong. And 1 John 2:14,
I have written unto you, fathers, because ye have known him that is from the beginning. I have written unto you, young men, because ye are strong, and the word of God abideth in you, and ye have overcome the wicked one.
Here it shows the different categories of people as they're in this process, and it starts with little children in the verses above us, but then it shows the young men. These are people that do have some maturity, and they are strong. Any questions on that?
A question on one of these phrases that seems to
preach it.
Show up.
You can go a lot louder than that. We know you can.
Okay.
Right. Thank you.
The last phrase that gets made comes up periodically in here in these different phases of spirit, where one seems to support or grow or cause something to happen in another phase of spirit. Like here it says that strength grows up the faces of spirit that are lacking. How does that happen, or what's the interaction that's going on for one phase of spirit to cause another phase of spirit to be grown or more active or whatever it does?
The only answer I know to give is that none of them work in isolation, so they all add to each other. They all interact all the time. The last is kind of describing an overall effect on our spiritual body. And if you think of, they used to have those old Charles Atlas ads where he promised he could turn you from a 97-pound weakling into this muscle man guy. Well, that was a little ridiculous, but that is the idea in the spirit realm. The 97-pound weakling, the body's there, the muscles are all there. They just are needing some other things to make them be strong muscles instead of weak muscles. So the spirit of strength is part of what we add to all the musculature of our spiritual body, which is going to be made of different phases of spirit for the different works that we're doing. That really didn't answer your question, did it?
Let me throw out an example and see if, you know, maybe there is a specific answer. But, for example, to have your love strengthened. You're pulling on love because you want that to grow and be stronger over here being love. But pulling on strength makes love more love or stronger? Or
think of it more generally. Again, it's not that if we want love to grow, we need to pull on love, and then we need to pull on patience so the love will germinate, and then we need to pull on strength so the love will be strong. It's not saying that. It's more like the whole the net example of, it's making the whole stronger to bear weight or responsibility. If you think about taking care of someone under your ministry, you're not using a singular phase of spirit to do that, but many phases of spirit to do that. And strength will help strengthen or build you to be capable of that work that God desires for you to do. They all work in combinations.
I know we're going to do the physical later, but a real good example of that is that the heart can strengthen, but the kidneys and the liver work with the heart. Muscles get strong, but something's got to get the nutrients to the muscles to make them work. So there is this dependence of phases of spirit on one another that caused the whole thing to grow.
Amen.
Similar line of thought that when you get on some kind of an exercise program and certain muscles are strengthened, then you're, in essence, your workmanship is going. Also, in terms of your hands being able to do more, and you being able to have more stamina to do whatever particular task it is for a longer period of time, and there's just a whole lot of stuff that works together, and it's not just your muscles getting stronger, but there's a whole lot of other things that can happen too.
Mm-hmm. Scriptural reference to her question would be Revelation 3:2. It says to strengthen those things which remain.
Yeah. That are ready to die.
She said so that it doesn't crumble down.
Amen.
We had the comparison between might and strength. Is strength the enduring kind, or I think we had might as the surge kind?
Yes, and a couple of illustrations, both on really muscle power kind of things. Maybe I can, under normal situations, without any question about it, lift 20 pounds, but if some heavy object falls on someone I love, there's going to be this surge to go in there and throw it off. You hear these stories perhaps somewhat outlandish, but not completely unbelievable, of women being able to lift cars because that car fell on their baby and they just get this incredible surge and they can throw this thing off. And that's the good comparison of strength being under normal circumstances. What are you capable of bearing? How much load can you carry on a day-to-day routine basis? And if you want to take it to the spirit realm, how responsible are you on a day-to-day routine basis? If God says, I want you to do this, can he count on you to do it? That is your strength. And then there's going to be cases where there needs to be a real push in there. There needs to be a real extraordinary, requires more than day-to-day wherewithal, and that's where the might can move in to give a power surge. Then there's also like distance runners. They run and run and run, and then at the end of the race, they want to give this kick to be able to cross the finish line. That's their strength, is they're running, 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 and then all of a sudden, here's that surge to throw their nose over the finish line before the other guy does.
Considering that the 49 came from the 7, and so they're all mixed and matched, it's just the 7 main spirits mixed and matched in different proportions. I know we're real limited in our English verbal communication to try to describe spiritual things. We have a tendency seem to want to encapsulate, you know, here's a piece, it's in a capsule, and here's, but we're talking, they all work together. Is it fair to think, or is it right to think of each of the 49 phases of spirit in different proportions contained each, like there is strength in peace, there is strength in love, there's also a little love and strength. I mean, it reminds me of taking 7 vials of spices and then mixing and matching them into 49 different flavors. But in one of those 49 contains something that's also in number 23, just a very small proportion. It's predominantly something else.
They are interwoven,
yeah.
The 7 main to produce the 49.
Can strength also be looked at as more of something? Because what comes to mind is when the 12 apostles, or when they first cast over the net and they pulled it in and it broke, but then later on at the end of ministry or whatever, they cast the net over,
mm-hmm.
and there was a whole bunch of fishes,
mm-hmm.
and they were able to bring it in without it breaking.
Yes.
And so our understanding is that the reason it broke initially was because their phases of spirit weren't strong enough
uh-huh.
to hold entities.
Yes. Which in that case takes in the depth, and it takes in the fact that they had evil spirits, but yes, each of the phases of spirit need to grow, but then there can also be kind of an overall thing that is strengthening of what is there, of what exists. That was an analogy that almost gave earlier, but didn't. Your phase of spirit can be just a little skinny cord, or it can have some to it. You can be the 97-pound weakling, or you can be Arnold Schwarzenegger in the spirit realm. None of us probably needs to be armed physically. Other questions? Supplications?